You've seen the headlines. Now see if Derek and Decker want to hit it or quit it.
That's right. D Fish and I bringing in our hype man, Raj.
What up, boys?
Chilling.
Ah, me too. Chilling after a conversation with you. I've lost my spot in the page. Here we go. Now I got it back. Hit it or quit it, where I asked these guys a question. Of course, they'd let me know if they just rather hit it or quit it. Hey, Donovan Mitchell. He campaigns for the Cavaliers to keep their core intact and run it back. Derek Fisher, hit it or quit it on the Cavs, run it back with the core players.
I quit it.
Okay.
I mean, we just talked about that, excuse me, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can run it back with that. There's an apparent gap there, even mm-hmm. just between them and the Knicks. I think going seven games against the Pistons, like that gap is really small. The Celtics aren't going away. If they do make a trade for Jaylen, with Jaylen Brown involved, they're going to get a good player back.
Mm-hmm.
The Indiana Pacers, we've forgotten about because they weren't involved in the conversation this year.
Detroit Pistons.
They were in the NBA Finals a year ago. So I don't think this core for the Cavs is built in a way to come out of the East and win the whole thing. I agree with, like, he has to say that as a teammate.
Mm-hmm.
But I quit it from the outside looking in.
I'm going to quit it because D. Fish just said quit it, and I absolutely trust D. Fish on this. But I do have one question. The Harden of it all. Not whether or not they bring him back. My more question was not necessarily about Harden's future. It was about, since he was only there for a couple of months during a trade, was that enough time for Harden to really kind of get in the mix with that team?
That's a great point. I mean, in 2008, Pau Gasol came in the trade in mm-hmm. February. We made it to the finals, but we lost to the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is history, you know, after that.
Yeah.
So it does take a little time, you know, kind of like Luka with the Lakers last mm-hmm. year. You get a training camp together. You get some time together. That helps. To me, the personnel still doesn't necessarily allow them to come out of the East as currently constructed.
Awesome, awesome.
All right, speaking of James Harden, he says he'll do whatever it takes for the Cavs amid contract rumors. He says, I don't got no pride. So hit it or quit it on Harden taking less to come back with the Cavs.
Before Cody goes, I hit it.
Oh, you hit it. Okay. All right, tell me why.
Yeah, I think James recognizes, like,
what took so long?
For what?
For him to recognize something.
By the way, D Fish looked at me like I said it. That's not fair.
I think he's recognizing, like, there's, you know, there's not many more places to go at this point in his journey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And so, you know, to be on a team that was basically four wins away from being in the NBA Finals,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't be ready to run out of there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. So whatever it takes to stick around and run that back,
yep.
that might be your best chance to go to the finals.
I would say you, Cody.
I will hit it as well, but I will quit it on the phrase, I have no ego.
You're not buying it?
Let's just tamper that down a tad, mm-hmm. but outside of that, absolutely hit it.
All right, guys. Hey, UFO researchers, they are upset over the public, being banned from Area 51 viewpoint that is just 26 miles away from the base. So the UFO researchers want in, but they are banned from the base. Damn it. Derek, hit it or quit it.
Hold on. So the researchers were banned from being able to go research.
Yeah, so basically the military, you know them, they've upset researchers by banning the public from an Area 51 viewpoint just 26 miles from a sensitive base.
Wait, Todd, real quick. When you say researchers, are these government-paid researchers? Or are these people who like the internet and say, I'm a researcher?
Yeah. I mean, who the hell are you to tell people if they're a researcher or not? All right? If they want to be researchers, they're researchers. And the U.S. Air Force has seized approximately...
Yeah, no, okay, so yeah. I quit it.
Yeah! Yeah, what?
Yeah, I quit.
Quit it. I'm sorry. I can't be like, well, I'm a researcher. Let me into your top secret military base.
No, thanks.
All right. So, Derek, I take you. Our Fisher quits it. Yeah. Cody, you quitting it too?
I'm going to quit it because, yeah, I can't just yell researcher and you let me in. That's ridiculous.
Well, the Irish Sun reports that the Bureau of Land Management stated this closure is necessary to protect persons, properties, and public lands resources and avoid conflict among public land users. So,
what do you think they got in there, guys?
I think they got a lot of stuff in there.
He's got an alien just hanging out.
I think they have stuff that should be researched.
I agree with that.
All right. See, Derek agrees with that. Hey, Patrick Mahomes. You remember his knee? He was cited, but he participated in Chiefs opening OTA practices. Uh-oh. Now, the Chiefs did not release video or, let the public in, but they did show him throwing a ball. So hit it or quit it on Patrick Mahomes. Like, you think he'll be back for week one?
Participation is, that's wide ranging. Week one is what, September 9th?
Yeah.
September something?
Yep.
So that's 4 months away. I hit it. He's okay. There in week one.
Damn it. I'm going to hit it.
I'm going to hit it too.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy about this at all.
Yeah.
They're going to be back, aren't they? They're going to be, the Chiefs are going to be back to being the Chiefs this year, aren't they? Damn it!
Wow.
This is going to be a nightmare. Wow. The AFC West is going to be so good.
Yeah.
And the Raiders will be there.
Yeah. So you guys, why do you care how good, you're a contender? Let's update the poll on the most annoying fan bases.
I didn't say we were a contender. I said I'd like us to win some games.
We have a poll up at YouTube.com on the most annoying fan bases, as you just heard one there, Raider fan Cody.
I'm sorry. Did you just, and I'm going to quote Dom from our chat, did you just quote the award-winning Irish Sun?
Yes. They have legitimate researchers there. But anyway, the Raiders are second in the most annoying fan base with 28%. But I digress. Let's get back to hit it or quit it while we have time. Hey, Joe Mazzulla, his name came up earlier in the show, mm-hmm. I believe. He was named Coach of the Year. Hit it or quit it on that, Fish?
I hit it. There are 4 to 5 names that I think could have legitimately won the award and nobody would have been upset. But Joe Mazzulla, I don't think anybody saw the Celtics as a 2 seed in the East. No Jason Tatum until basically March.
Yeah.
He did a phenomenal job with, they traded away Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, like multiple guys that had helped them, win championships. So I hit it.
I'm going to hit it too. I actually weirdly forgot about it. And I think it was because of the early exit in the playoffs for that team. And a lot of me was really kind of hoping it was going to be J.B. Bickerstaff just because I just was rooting for it and what he accomplished over there in Detroit this year. Mm-hmm. But I totally understand the vote, and it makes sense to me.
Okay. Hey, staying in the NFL, we switched from the NFL going back. Oh, how about this? Double crotch shot to the opposing dugouts. Derek, did you see this? Was it the Brewers?
Yes, pitcher it was the from Brewers. The Brewers. It was from
they
the
were
Brewers.
Up by 6.
Did you see this at all?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so last night a pitcher, Uribe, strikes out a guy while they're up 6-0. And he turns to the opposing dugout and does a full crotch chop twice. Like DX style to
double.
Their dugout. Didn't do it once. Made sure they got another one just to make sure they saw it. Their manager, Pat Murphy, was not happy. And when I say his manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, after the game, he said, yeah, I don't really know what that was all about. He's an emotional kid, but like that must have been something more I wasn't aware of.
You ever hit a crotch shot after hitting a three-pointer, Derek? Just turn to the opposing bench and just...
It was, and I will admit, D-Fish, it was out of nowhere. It was so unnecessary.
I quit it, bro. It's not necessary at all at any time.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, Chris Sims, son of, what was his dad's name? Something Sims with the Giants.
Phil Sims.
Yeah, there you go. That was close. I got 50% of it,
the
right?
The Sims.
Yes. He says fewer Sunday NFL games sounds like music to his ears. He likes the Wednesday games, the damn near two, whatever they're doing. Hit it or quit it on fewer Sunday games, Fish.
I quit it.
Yeah, me too.
I understand probably him as a you know, a broadcaster or whatever he does around the game.
Just watch Red Zone.
But I really don't. Yeah, I don't really do the non-Sunday thing as consistently. I understand on Thanksgiving, maybe.
Dude.
But to me, the NFL Sunday is like, that's why the NFL is king. Because of that Sunday, everybody's watching. Everybody's off work.
Yep.
Well, not everybody. Most people are off work on the weekend. And it's an event. You start having games every day of the week. It's not the same to me.
I am going to quit it, and I mean quit it in the hardest, loudest way possible. What is Sims even talking about? This is the one thing. Like, listen, sports fans can't be in lockstep on everything. I know that. We're going to disagree on a lot of things. The one thing everyone seems to be pretty much on the same page about is this overexpansion of the entire week that the NFL is insisting to force upon us. Like, two Monday night football games is annoying. A Tuesday night game is annoying. Why are we playing on Wednesday nights? Thursday night football has been the worst game every week for a decade. We hate Thursday night football. And now we got Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They've commandeered off the full day of Christmas now, taking that from the NBA. I despise the schedule makers from the NFL more than every other schedule maker in every other sport. But the NFL, number one culprit on what they're trying to
make
do.
It up. Ish, almost had me curse. They talk about Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, and it's a big game. It's a game. It's what it was. A Niners Rams. They're gonna. I want to watch that game. I'm busy the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they don't make these decisions lightly. It has to be numbers and things that are showing up in the focus groups and the research. Maybe the streaming platforms have certain nights where people watch more. It what does it come back to, Raj?
Ching. Always comes down to money. Guys, we're going to take a quick little break. Coming up, concern for Shohei Ohtani. Plus, Max Brentos will be joining us, talk some World Cup. And of course, later on, Chuck D from Public Enemy. Ooh. So much to do here on Derek and Dedeker. 97.1 The Fan. It's like a mean streak with eyes and
broadcasting live from the Odyssey Wilshire Studios in the heart of the city. This is KNXFM and KCBS HD2 Los Angeles. 97.1 The Fan.
Margaret Carrero with your KNX News update for 97.1 The Fan. With the chemical tank in Garden Grove now stabilized, all remaining evacuation orders have been lifted. Many residents voiced frustrations and concerns at the city council meeting last night.
GKN should not be allowed to operate across from an elementary school. It's shameful.
A Tesla driver known for road rage attacks in SoCal has been sentenced to 7 years for similar crimes in Hawaii after being released early for a conviction here and placed on probation. Local victims speaking out.
This outcome should send a clear message about the seriousness of these offenses and the urgent need for stronger accountability.
And as the World Cup nears, a warning about ticket scammers.
If you encounter somebody who you don't know who's trying to sell you a ticket, the odds are that's a scam.
For more on these stories, tune in to KNX News at 1070 AM or streaming on the iHeart and Odyssey apps.